This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Stinkin' Truth Podcast with Mark Schlereth.
Hey, welcome into the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Mark Schlereth alongside Mike Evans, Scott the Hub producing the show. Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
I am good. Feeling good. I'm over my cold. The world's largest head cold.
Yeah, you were bad. Matter of fact, you took the day off. I know you took the day off of our radio show yesterday, and I was really concerned. And then, I see the videos of you playing in a co-ed softball last night. So apparently you healed up quickly.
If I already planned on coming into work the next day by my tally, then that means my nighttime's mine.
Right. Okay. Right? So you just slept through the show to get yourself refreshed.
Right.
Maybe got some echinacea.
Oh my goodness!
You.
Zinc, vitamin C, D.
Oh yeah,
root all of mushroom.
All the one-letter vitamins.
Yeah.
A maybe. Maybe you put some A in there.
Yeah, some A.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah. I O U.
Yep.
Yeah, the vowels. You throw the vowel vitamins in.
That's right.
Good for you. Yeah. That's great. I'm glad you're feeling better. You sound so much better.
Although, my goodness.
I do miss a little bit how Jim Rome-y you sound while you were while you were sick. You had a lot of Jim Rome.
I did. It was tremendous. Phenomenal.
Tremendous.
Arugula.
Yeah. So, it was great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Good.
All right. Well, let's get into some stuff here.
Okay.
And where to start? What side are you on with the Baker Mayfield Rex Ryan spat? So for those who don't know, Rex Ryan came out and said that he thinks Baker Mayfield is overrated, that he's a one-read quarterback. He takes off and tries to run, and he's the slowest guy out there on the field. And to which Baker responded by saying, hey, I'm only concerned with who's wearing the brown and orange colors, and Rex doesn't have any colors these days. An obvious shot at the fact that he's no longer a coach.
Uh-huh.
So, who you on? Team Baker or Team Rex? Understanding that Baker has a list. I don't think Rex has a list, but Baker has a list.
I've already been on Baker's list. I've been on Baker's list a few times. And let me just say this. I don't care. I'm with Rex Ryan. I think the whole thing stems from the fact that you've spent an entire offseason talking about, right, how good your team is, how much the hype is real, how many players you've involved on your football team. You've made every commercial. Every time I turn an NFL game on when I'm at home, like watching Sunday night or when I'm watching Monday Night Football, every other commercial is a Baker Mayfield commercial, right? So, I look at that like you've brought this on yourself. You had all this hype. You went out and got Odell Beckham Jr. You've got more talent than any team in football on paper. Everybody talks about it. You're the Super Bowl darlings. Everybody's hyping you. And you're telling us all the hype is real. And now you're playing the victim once all of a sudden you don't win. And then just watch us now, watch what we've got going on now. And I'm putting you on my list, Rex Ryan. And how about just shutting up and actually playing football, playing good football? When you do all those things in the offseason, Mike, right, wrong, or indifferent, like, hey, man, you still worked out. Let's say you didn't miss a workout. Let's say everything, let's say you paid impeccable attention to what you needed to pay attention to. The bottom line is you open a door for people to criticize you when you do all those things in the offseason, and then you come back and your offense doesn't perform. I mean, I'm sorry, you've increased from a talent perspective. Now, the organization did probably dump its best offensive lineman in Zeitler, right? They sent him to the Giants. So, we don't need that. You know why? Because we're hype. Like, we're hypey, right? We got Odell Beckham Jr. You don't need to block people. Odell can catch it with one hand. Just watch him in pregame. So, I told you this on this show, man. I'm rooting for the Browns to lose. Just because of what has gone on this offseason because of the level of snarkiness, because of the way they, you know, have got, hey, get on the hype train or be left behind because we're going straight to the Super Bowl. Woo, woo. Good. I'm glad they're losing. And they're playing Baltimore this weekend. I hope they get their ass kicked.
What about what Rex said actually about the way that Baker's playing right now? That he is a one-read quarterback, that he's not seeing the field that well, not reading defenses. Is there validity to all that?
Well, again, not that I have broken down every game like I would had I been calling his game. So I think there is some validity to that. Sometimes I think it's, you know, and this is a problem I said that, like, we talked in the offseason, and one of the issues I said is when things aren't going well and you have to force it to certain guys and you don't, you know, you know that if you don't get those guys involved, there could be a problem. Like, this is the problem with having one of these diva-type receivers. Those guys need to be fed, and if they don't get fed, then all of a sudden all hell's going to break loose, right? So there's an issue. And do you focus on a single read because you're trying to get that guy the football as much as you can get him the football? I'll tell you the other thing that I was impressed with. I called a game last year when Baker was actually playing really good football, and he really did his rookie year. He played good football. One of the things that kind of set him apart was I thought that he did a phenomenal job of manipulating and climbing within the pocket and delivering shots downfield from within the pocket. You get rid of one of your best offensive linemen who happens to solidify the pocket, and all of a sudden you don't have the ability to step up. Baker Mayfield, he's not going to outrun anybody. Hell, Kyler Murray in Arizona gets to the edge and gets run down by defensive linemen. Like, and Kyler Murray can flat run. So there's an issue. You have to have the ability in this league with the pass rushers that are on both edges to be able to climb pockets, to get in the middle of that where your protection is afforded to you, to get away from that outside rush and then deliver the ball. And if you're not comfortable doing that because you've gotten rid of one of your best offensive linemen, that's an issue. But again, that's the decision they made as a franchise, right? We're overhyped. We're going to get nothing but talent and, you know, watch us run. And I think it's a problem, Mike.
So whereas with Cleveland, you got kind of the team-wide dysfunction or hype or dealing with, you know, all kinds of, you know, stuff that you don't want to be thinking about when it comes to trying to win football games. Then you got Jacksonville, who is dealing with Jalen Ramsey. And Ramsey played last week, part of a win, but called in sick for Monday, and now apparently he's off with the birth of his child, and there's no timetable as to when he's going to return. Is Jacksonville maybe a better team without Jalen Ramsey just because everybody there understands, you know, we want to be here, we're in this together,
right?
And you remove the guy that doesn't want to be there, as talented as he may be.
Right. He's a really talented player. You know, he showed up to camp in a Brinks truck saying, basically, I'm going to get paid, you know, like, because that's how you show up to camp now. You just don't go show up and you know, and do your job anymore. You've got to show up and be a complete and total douchebag because that's just, you know, I guess that's the world we live in. So good for you. Ultimately, Mike, you know, I love Jesus. I'll cuss a little bit occasionally. I apologize for that. I'll work on it. Here's the deal. I'm praying for Jalen Ramsey because it's the flu, this incredible back injury he's had. Now it's the birth of a child. I hope the baby doesn't have the flu with a bad back. I don't know what's going on there. But come on, give me a break. Like, really, dude, you just don't want to be. Why don't you just come out and say, I don't want to be here because you're not paying me enough money. But at some point, like, you're only going to be the highest paid guy for a time until the next guy usurps you, right? So, I mean, is Jalen Ramsey always going to be disgruntled? Is he always going to be unhappy in a situation? Like, is it always going to be a problem? Like, at what point are you satisfied? Only when you're the highest paid guy? So, certainly it doesn't feel as though Jalen Ramsey will ever play for the Jacksonville Jaguars again. There is part of me that really hopes, and maybe I'm just a bad person, but there's part of me that really hopes they just go, okay, We'll call your bluff. Listen, don't show up. We don't give a shit. We'll pay you. But you ain't playing anywhere else.
Yeah, but if you're Jacksonville, you've got value here. You've got a player with value, and are you only seeing the asking price for him go down the more that you play that kind of hardline stance?
Well, I mean, I don't think you're going to see the value because he's still one of the best players at his position in the league. So I don't think his value is going to drop, Mike. I don't think, like, not playing isn't going to hurt his value because he's still really good. But, I mean, you can recoup. Like, you can just fine him for not being around. And you can recoup some of your money, and you can keep him. You still have his rights. You can keep him for the next couple of years and not let him play.
See, I have to admit, I'm kind of surprised that you're taking this stance with Ramsey, because you've always been the ex-player, and you always comes through in situations at least similar to this, with the idea that, hey, these players, they have a short shelf life. They got to go out. They got to make what they can. And if they've outperformed a contract, they should get paid. I mean, look at poor Melvin Gordon, right? Man, Melvin Gordon really showed the Chargers, didn't he? Ends his 64-day holdout, limps back to the Chargers. And not only does he not get a raise, he's on the hook for like $1.2 million in fines that the Chargers will probably make him pay up.
Yeah, and they have a history of doing that. So you're 100% right. I am for the player getting paid at all times, and I am all for holdouts if that organization won't pay that player his worth and he's outperformed his contract. But again, I am for the player doing what's right by his team. He came in and agreed to work for that amount of money. He came in and he played the first, what, three games of the season. Like, he did that. So basically, you've agreed to do that, and now you're walking. Now you're upset with the team. Now you don't like Doug Marrone. Like, had he just been sitting out this whole time from the start, I'd be all for it. Good for you. Stand your ground. Dig your heels in. But he came in and played. And now he's basically saying, I don't like this team anymore, and forget you guys that I've gone out there and played with, and forget you guys that are trying to turn this season around. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm gone. Like, I've always said this. It's not Doug Marrone's team. You know, it's not Shad Khan's team. It's not, Tom Coughlin's team. It's the player's team. Nobody is paying a ticket to see Sean Codd sit around his ass off. You know, they're not. Did I say his name right?
Yeah.
Nobody's.
I don't know if you said sit around his ass off correctly.
No, that's what they do. Nobody's paying to watch Doug Marrone stand around his ass off.
Ah, okay.
Nobody's paying to watch Tom Coughlin sit around his ass off.
I give you, like, high marks for consistency.
Right. Nobody. Like, there's nobody going, man, I'm going to the Jags game. I sure hope they flash up to Tom Coughlin's perch so I can watch him sit there. Like, they go to watch players play. I've always said this to the guys that I play with. This is our team. Not one coach is going to make a tackle. Not one coach is going to lay it on the line physically like the players are going to. Not one coach is going to throw a block or throw a pass or catch a pass. Not one coach is going to put themselves into harm's way. We do that. And the people pay to come watch us do that. That's what people pay for. So it is our team. And what you've done is said, hey, man, I'm committed to our team, even though I don't like my contract, and I'll come in and play three games and tell somebody, right, puts my feelings on the sidewine, and then I'm going to go home and complain of a bad back and complain of the flu because I don't want to play for you anymore. I'm sorry. Like, you can have that guy. The guy's another guy I'm done with. Done with him.
Done.
I'm done.
Done. Okay. Before we get to our moneymaker picks, a couple of games I want to get your thoughts on.
Okay.
For this weekend, some intriguing matchups. You, in the last 2 weeks, you've called the Bears and Minnesota. So very curious to get your take on. Love these NFC North matchups, Chicago and Minnesota.
Yeah, that's two outstanding, two stellar defenses. So I think it comes down to this, like, which offense do you think will shit down its leg less? Like, right?
Did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I will say that Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings have less likelihood to shit down their leg. Like, you know, like, it's sometimes when you try to squeeze one out, you know, and sometimes you, like, let's say you've had a cold, right? And you try to squeeze one out. And you squeeze one out, and it's a little liquidy, and you stop it right off the bat, and then you run to the bathroom for a courtesy wipe.
Right.
That will be the Minnesota Vikings offense.
Uh-huh.
The Chicago Bears offense will try to squeeze one out, and it comes all the way, and it hits cloth, right? Like that. There's no courtesy wipe. That's when you have to throw your underpants away. So their offense will have to throw the underpants away. Minnesota's is going to be able to catch it between the cheeks and just get a courtesy wipe. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect sense.
Yeah.
Very crystal
honestly,
clear.
If you're honest and you're listening to this podcast, you've all been there.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You've all been there.
Of course.
Did I ever tell you the time I shit the couch?
No.
Yeah, I shit the couch once.
Whose couch?
Mine. Wife was not happy. Underpants.
What the hell? Tell the story. So you're on the couch.
I'm sick of the dog, and I got to travel to ESPN, and I just don't feel. I mean, I'm terrible, right? And I got it. Like, I'm just on. And we had these. It was actually a chair, kind of. You know, one of these big koofy, almost cushy, not koofy, cushy, kind of almost catcher's mitt type chairs, right? And it's yellow, and I don't feel good at all. Like, I've just been sick for 3 days. And, you know, I tried to fart. And, I mean, through the cheeks, through the underpants, through the jeans, and left a streak on the chair. Like, it was one of the low points of my life, Mike. Had to run upstairs, you know, throw my underpants away, put my jeans in the wash, rinse them out. I think I just got in the shower with my underpants and jeans on. Just turned on. I was like the total depression, right?
Just, this is what my life has come
right,
to.
Just like, I'm such a loser. So anyhow, then I get myself cleaned up. I have to go leaves in the gutter, you know, wad a bunch of toilet paper up, put it in my ass crack. That's what I call that, leaves in the gutter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Get new underpants and new jeans. I go walk down, and my wife is just looking at me like with the cushion. She's like, you're going to clean this. I'm like,
yes.
My life is, I'm miserable. I'm the world's worst human. Yeah. Shit the couch. So that's my take on Bears Vikings.
I'm curious, Duff, you always put like a great summary of all the things we talk about in this podcast. Is that going to be included in it?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Sure. I don't know why it wouldn't.
Hey, one other matchup. New England and Buffalo. This is one that they're so excited about in Buffalo. The Bills are 3-0. The Patriots are 3-0. Here come the Patriots to town. Arch nemesis, Tom Brady, who I think is like, I don't know, like 21-2 all time against crazy number against the Bills. So is this the game where the Bills show that they're for real?
No.
I mean, what better chance to do it?
No, come on. I think they're a physical football team. I think their defense is really good and all those things. By the way, the Patriots are one of the best defenses in football right now.
Their defense has not given up a touchdown yet.
They're incredible. They are absolutely incredible. So with that said, well, didn't they give up 14 points last week?
Both scores by the Jets defense.
You're kidding me. Brady didn't throw a pick six, did he?
No, relax.
Oh, my gosh.
God, you were like really worried there.
Speaking of soiling myself, man. I almost soiled myself right there.
Man, that poor Fox couch there nearly bought it.
I'm telling you what. I was like, what? No, Brady, tell me it's not so. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, yeah. He was marvelous once again.
Stidham threw a pick six.
Oh, Stidham.
Which led to them signing
Cody. By the way, then they go out and sign a quarterback, right?
Yeah, Cody Kessler.
Yeah, Cody Kessler. Like, hey, Stidham, you're on notice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's one thing I love about, like, I love that about them. Because they will, like, they just will let you know exactly where, what they think. So, good for them.
One other game that stands out real quick. Dallas at New Orleans. Boy, the Cowboys look good.
Yeah, they do.
Reinforcing. I went out there before the season. We gave our Super Bowl picks, and I said Cowboys and Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And you're like, oh, man, I wish I had thought about the Cowboys. They've looked good. The Saints really surprised with how good they looked last week, playing first time without Drew Brees. Do they hold serve at home with the Cowboys coming to the Dome?
That's going to be a tough one. I mean, if Drew Brees was there, I'd say certainly. You know, you look at the way they beat Seattle, and obviously there was a punt return for a touchdown right off the bat. There was a fumble return for a touchdown. So you're up 14. I think it was 14-0, and your offense really hadn't done anything. You know, big ups to Alvin Kamara, who's one of the best in the business. They really didn't push the ball down the field with Teddy Bridgewater. It was like, you know, dump off Teddy Bridgewater and Alvin Kamara make four people miss on tackles and, you know, and score touchdowns. So, they were really physical on defense. They dominated a line of scrimmage on defense. It was a Cameron Jordan on the defensive end. I think he's one of the best players in football that probably doesn't get a lot of recognition. He's a complete defensive player. They were impressive. I still think the Cowboys are probably, without Brees, are a better football team. But that should be a great matchup.
All right, time for our Moneymaker picks. Last week was our first week of doing picks, and we both went 2-1.
All right, so I've got the lead.
you had Dallas covering the 21.5 against Miami.
Uh-huh.
And the Rams covering the 3 against Cleveland.
Ballsy.
But you had the Patriots covering 22.5 over the Jets.
And freaking Stidham. Why did they put Stidham in? I win without that clown.
Yeah, I agree. So you're 2-1. I went 2-1. I had Indy covering the 2 barely over Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh gained 6.5 against the 49ers. And then I lost Seattle and New Orleans. I had Seattle winning and covering the 4. So we both went 2-1. This week, I get to go first. So you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to take Dallas minus the 2.5.
Okay.
Against New Orleans.
Okay.
I like Denver to get off the mat this week.
Wow.
Minus 3. Only giving up a field goal at home.
Uh-huh.
Gardner Minshew and those 15 minutes, tick, 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 tick. They are ticking away. So I'm going to take Denver minus the 3 against Jacksonville. And I'm going to take Kansas City. I know that they're optimistic in Detroit. You know, first time in a while. Big game feel for the Lions. But the Chiefs are just a juggernaut right now. Give me Kansas City minus the 6.5 against Detroit.
Wow. I mean... That's pretty amazing. That is, I think those are pretty decent overall picks, Mike.
Why, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
All right. I just don't believe that Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are going to be able to produce enough offense against that New England Patriot defense. I'll take the Patriots giving up the 7, Mike.
Yep. Okay.
So I like that. I am going to go, I tell you, and this goes back to just my overall level of snark, I guess. The Ravens are minus 7 at home to Cleveland.
Well, I have them 6.5.
Okay, you have them 6.5. Good.
I'll give you the
one. Ravens, and this is mostly just because I'm rooting. I'm rooting against the Browns, so I'm going to go. I'll give the 6.5, and I'll take. I will take Baltimore. Right. And then, ultimately, as I'm flipping through here, let's see.
You going to pick the shit the couch game?
Which one was that?
Chicago and Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I already forgot about my whole... Listen, this is how often I shit my pants. It's already gone. It's already like... Man, it's already. Yeah. Why not? Why not live on the edge a little bit?
Yeah.
I am going to go with the Vikings in the shit the pants game. They're getting two, right?
Yes,
what do you have?
Yes.
Getting two?
Yes.
I'll take the two. I'll take the Vikings.
All right. We'll take the Vikings with the leaves in the gutter.
Yes, the Vikings.
And the 2 points.
The Vikings they just need a courtesy wipe. The Bears have to change their underpants. I'm taking the Vikings.
All right. There you go.
All right. For everybody involved, the Sink Truth Podcast, Mike, Scott, thank you guys. We'll talk to you later on in the week.